You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
How would you guys describe the music for our listeners?
We are a marching band that plays techno music.
Awesome. And how did that come to be?
Well, the idea was to do something new. And when you think about it a little bit longer, you can come to the point that electronic music and brass music are closer together than you maybe might think. You have the drums, so the bass drum and the hi-hat and the snare drum, so it's exactly like in a marching band. And then you also have in techno music these synthesizer sounds, and often the synthesizers try to sound like other instruments, for example like a trumpet. You can see it in the preset. It's called trumpet or tuba or brass section, and so the synthesizers try to sound like brass instruments, and now we try, as a marching band, try to sound like synthesizers and drum machine who try to sound like a marching band.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Inception.
Yes, it's Inception.
Were your roots generally more within the vein of electronic music, or did it all come from brass, or kind of a mixture of both? Where do you guys kind of originate from, the marching band side of things or the electronica side of things?
Well, I think everybody has a connection to electronic music, and but basically everybody learned his instrument, right? And has a different background. We have classical musicians, we have pop musicians, rock musicians, jazz musicians, but we found this way together. So originally, but I think everybody played in a brass band before, right? So it's like
most of us
also
bands.
Or in rock bands.
Different bands.
Yeah, but. As a horn player, you will meet a brass band once in your life.
Yeah,
it will happen.
And when you see it historical-wise, that we try to sound like synthesizers and the synthesizers try to sound like real instruments, then you see that our background is a really universal background, that everything, every style of music is in it. So maybe the roots of techno are rhythm and blues and funk, and the roots of rhythm and blues are jazz, and we also play jazz, and now we bring all these parts of music history together in just one concert. Mm-hmm. So, and try to do this very minimalistic and very clear. That's pretty much the idea of the project.
Do you think that you'd ever try to bring other styles of music into your work, sort of bringing more jazz or R&B vibes along into the pre-existing marching band / techno styles?
Actually, every techno track is related to some other musical style, I think. Sometimes it's a little bit more maybe, I don't know, a South American beat in it, or sometimes it's a little bit jazzy, and then when we come there with our real instruments, it will always sound a little bit more like jazz or a little bit more like South American music or whatever. And so we bring it together, and sometimes also we take other pieces which aren't really techno, like You and Me, for example. That's not really a techno piece, but comes out of the electronic world. So
basically, we choose by heart.
I know you do a lot of street performances that just draw people in, and I think that's like because of the songs that you choose and the music that you play just draws people into your music. What's it like when you go out and do a street performance, watching people come towards you and be drawn to your music?
Well, it's obviously different than playing the stage and being ready, and it's hard to explain. I think it's there's a moment where you realize, for me it's like that, that now people are coming and being attracted to it, and it creates the feeling why, for me, of why we do it. Because it's a spirit, we talked about it earlier, a spiritual thing, and sometimes you realize that more when you're within the crowd, you know, and you are part of the dancing thing. And
as opposed to being up on the stage.
Yeah, which has also a spiritual moment, but being playing guerrilla and street gigs feels like even more connected. Yeah.
We noticed that you all wear sunglasses. Who has the best sunglasses in the group?
The best sunglasses?
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah, I
would you like to describe what your sunglasses look like for the listeners?
So, have anybody heard of Peter Herbolzheimer or the Big Lebowski, Walter Subject? Yeah. So, and I bought them on in a vintage store in New York, and I really try not to lose them. I use them when I painted my room and.
sort of, what are they called? Safety goggles.
Yeah.
Were the sunglasses an artistic choice, or was it a matter of necessity?
Yeah, that's a matter of sound. So it's when. Or a matter of style, whatever. Yeah. But the only rule actually what we have is the red jacket and the instrument, of course. But the rest is the person.
And the red jacket, does that come from a tradition of marching bands?
Yes, it's a real traditional marching band jacket from a marching band of Northern Germany. And it's an old traditional marching band from 1962, Verein Lundener Spielleute. And they came up with the idea to have new jackets. So they needed to sell them on eBay. And we found them. And it was very expensive because we paid two euros per piece, which is maybe like $3.
We're in New Zealand.
What is New Zealand dollars? I'm so sorry. Yeah, and so we bought them, and now they are happy that we go on with their tradition, and they still do their marching band music with new jackets.
When we played in Hamburg last year, they actually came, like 20 people, and they also had the jackets. Yeah. They had some of their old jackets left, and they're really nice.
How do you think that your roots in Hamburg, Germany, has influenced your music? Has it had any major impacts, do you think?
Well, Hamburg is a music-killy city, so you have like also music kills, but you also have with the harbor. You had a lot of different influences coming, also the Beatles. I think they lived there even for...
Yeah, they played there for 1 year, they started their career.
But you also have a very strong hip-hop scene in Northern Germany, like it's one of the strongest points in German hip-hop history. And so I think Hamburg is a very strong connection to music, and we are feeding off that, I believe.
Your name, Meute, am I pronouncing it correctly? What does it mean?
You pronounce it perfect, by the way.
Thank you.
And it's a pack of dogs, but you also use it like for a pack of people.
A pack of musical dogs.
Yes.
And what's next for you guys?
Yeah, so we have a little bit in Belgium and France, and in May, darf man schon? In May we are going again to the USA on the west coast, and we're playing some clubs and some festivals. We had a very long tour last year.
And how have you guys been finding New Zealand so far?
It's so awesome. The nature is beautiful, the people are nice and calm and talking to each other and talking to us, and everybody is nice to us, and the Taranaki looks so beautiful, and it's so green. And I went swimming in the ocean. Yeah, I like it very much. I love it.
I just walked the streets, and I realized, and I went to the barbershop, and everybody I meet is like very nice. And somebody saw me like walking the street, and they just stopped at the boardwalk, at the sideway, and were like, "Yeah, do you need a ride?" And it actually happened twice. I think I never...
Did you take the rides?
First one, yes.
That's what we call stranger danger in New Zealand. But I'm pleased to hear that you got a free Uber.
I'm in. Stranger danger? Why?
Stranger danger. Because it's like, I don't know this person, he might be dangerous.
Yeah, well, actually, I must admit that he was standing in the shop behind me, and I asked for directions. And then and then he went out and he honked and was like, I can take you there.
Okay, that's a little less dangerous. Well, thank you so much for chatting to us. We so appreciated it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.